It's good to be back with you again.
非常高兴能够再次回到你们当中。
Wonderful to be here for the Lord's Supper.
也能够跟你们一起啊来分享主的桌子。
And to meet my brothers and sisters in the common faith.
又能够在这里与我同有一样信心的弟兄姐妹见面。
Before I read the scripture today, I want to read another statement.
在我们读圣经之前，我要先啊跟你们读一段的这个宣告。
This book was written by a man called Sheridan Voysey.
他是 Sheridan Voysey 这个人写的啊一本书。
He lives in England after having lived in Australia for many years.
他在澳洲住了许多年之后，就回去英国了。
He has written what he calls the Creed.
他是写了一个宣言。
It is his set of beliefs based on the Bible.
就是照着他对圣经所信仰的写出来了。
I will read it through in English and then my brother will read it in Chinese.
啊，我们弟兄又用英文读一遍，然后我就尝试把它翻译成中文，可能不翻译的不是很好。
The hands that spin the galaxies brought me into being. The one who holds the stars has made me his own. I am God's child. My life is rich. My days are sacred. I have meaning and value, even when the shadows fall. I am held by a love that's wider and higher than the farthest edges of this expanding universe.My first task in life is to embrace this love. Leap into its depths, splash in its waves, drink it in, let it define me, seeking my worth in no other thing. I am a pilgrim in this world, in search of wisdom and wonder. I will take new adventures. I will follow God into the unknown. I will listen for God's whisper, knowing wrong turns will come.And that even then, I am still in God's hand. Love is the river from which all the streams of life flow. I love God, I love others. This is my mission, whatever my role. What I achieve is not as important as the person I become. I will seek to imitate the nail-pierced one. I will step in the directions of my strengths and talents. They are spirit-given tools for my God-given tasks.I will pay attention to my persistent aspirations. They could be the whispers of God. I will serve all I can, but walk deeply with a few. Brothers, sisters, joy bringers, soul keepers, it is a holy thing to be called a friend. The path is long and the terrain at times hard. There will be tears, scars, and unfulfilled longings. But...The tears can take us deeper into the heart of God. The scars can initiate us into a tribe we can serve. Through those empty spaces, divine life waits to flow. And so I will walk on. I will step to a rhythm of mission and retreat, each day, each week, each season. I will aim for great things but leave my legacy to God, knowing grace covers my failures.I am one brief flash on the timeline of history, just one note in the great symphony. Still, I will not wish for another's life. I will take my place, play my part. Something important will be missed if I don't. For the hand that spins the galaxies wants me here.
Okay. 我今天尝试把它给翻译成中文。那创造宇宙啊，宇宙的手也是使我啊，也是创造我的手。那托住众星的，使我成为属于他的。我是神的孩子，我的生命是丰富的，虽然我的日子是稀少，但它也充满了价值和意义，虽然黑暗会临到。我被爱所托住，这爱更宽更高，越过了一切啊，比这宇宙更大。我一生的开始是要享用他的爱，我又跳进他的深处， 在他的浪中游爽，喝他，因他能够改变我。我不寻求其他无价值的，我在世上只是一个客旅，寻求智慧，寻求奇迹。我也愿意开始新的探险，我也愿意跟随神进入一切的未知，听见神细小的声音。虽然知道人生中会遇见错的偶遇，但我也知道在那时刻神的手还是托住我。生命，所有生命都是从爱的河流出来的。我爱神，也爱他人，这是我的呼召，这是我的角色。我所能够成就的，并不比我成为怎样的人更重要。我愿意寻求更像被钉十字架的耶稣，我愿意行走在我的力量和才能，因为是神的灵赐给我，神的灵赐给我来完成他的工作。我愿意专注于我心中所追求的，因为这些可能是神对我亲身的呼召。我愿意侍奉众人，也愿意与小群的人同行，这包括弟兄姐妹带给我喜乐的，而且使我灵魂得保守的，因为成为神的朋友是圣洁的。虽然这路是又长又是有时也是艰难，也会有流泪，也会有伤痕，当有还有不能够满足的渴望，但是这眼泪却能使我更深的进入神的心中，这伤痕能使我们更像他一样的去侍奉，也能够把生命注入那些空虚的注入给那些空虚的地方。我愿意继续的走下去，我又走在这个呼召和呼召的旋律当中，每天每周每一拒绝，我愿意成就更大的事，但将我一切所成就都托付给神，因为知道神的恩典遮盖我一切的失败。我愿意是在成为历史中的一个亮点，是成为历史中的一点，也愿意成为旋律中的一个音符。我不愿意过上别人的生活，我只愿意走我的路，完成我的一份。虽然有些重要的我也会错过，重要的事我也会错过，但我不知道，但我所知道的是那托住宇宙众星的手愿意我在这里。
Wow. I agree. He did that very well, didn't he? And I only gave it to him to read a few minutes before the service started.
弟兄是刚刚给我看的，所以我都没有准备，翻译都不好，请
It is a beautiful statement of belief.
他这是他这一个人对他信仰的一个宣告。
It challenges us.
他挑战我们。
It inspires us.
但他也激励我们。
I will tell you a number of stories today, as I usually do.
像我平常一样，我今天也会跟告诉你们几个的故事。
I will leave some materials for you.
在结束之后，我会把一些资料留给你们。
One of the books I will leave is called It Will Be Okay.
这一本书是给那小孩子说一切都会好的。
Written by one of the teachers at Pacific Hills Christian School.
啊，就是我们弟兄那个学校里面一位老师所写的。
He also wrote another book called The Mirror.
他又写了这另外一本书，说是镜子。
To help people understand that the only way to be right with God is through faith in Jesus.
要告诉人，唯一能够与神和好的方法就是相信耶稣。
It is not by our good works.
不是靠我们的好行为。
But through faith in Jesus.
那是靠我们对耶稣的信心。
I brought some of the copies of the magazines of our school.
我也把我们学校啊所发的这些刊物。
Creativity and Community Service.
在这个社会啊服事中的一些创作性的啊创作性的的是。
Collaboration or fellowship through working as a team.
像一个团队一样的彼此的啊彼此的互动跟那个啊同工。
And this is the latest one.
而这一份是最新的。
40 years from a school of 8 children to a school of 1,400 children.
是40年，经历了40年，从一开始只有8个学生，到现在有1400个学生的学校。
So there are copies of a number of these available for you.
所以我带了好几份，所以等一下放在前面，你们可以有兴趣的话可以来拿一份。
The passage that I've been asked to read this morning,
今天早上我又向你们读的圣经是
is from Ephesians chapter 6 verses 1 to 4.
以弗所书第六章从第一节到第四节。
But I like to do things differently.
但我又用不同的方法来读。
I would like to be a gadfly for you. I'd like to challenge you to think.
因为我想又挑战你。
The topic is godly parenting.
因为这个题目那就按着神的旨意教养儿女。
But in the context of this church, I want to explain to you who parents are.
但是在这个教会里，我又来解释父母到底指的谁。
The words of these verses are this.
这是这一段圣经的经文。
Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise, that it may go well with you and that you may enjoy long life on the earth. Fathers, do not exasperate your children. Instead, bring them up in the training and instruction of the Lord.
你们做儿女的，又在主里听从父母，这是理所当然的。要孝敬父母，使你得福，在世长寿。这是第一条带应许的诫命。你们做父亲的，不要惹儿女的气，只要照着主的教训和警戒养育他们。
Who is a parent?
谁是父母呢？
Who is a child?
谁是儿女呢？
In 1 Timothy, the Apostle Paul starts by saying,Timothy, my true son in the faith.
在提摩太前书，保罗是这样开始的，说：写信给那因信主做我真儿子的提摩太。
In 2 Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes in verse 2 of chapter 1, to Timothy, my dear son.
在提摩太后书第一章二节又说：写信给我亲爱的儿子提摩太。
In Titus chapter 1 and verse 4, Paul writes to Titus, my true son in our common faith.
提多书一章四节，现在写信给提多，就是照着我们共信之道做我真儿子的。
So I want to go beyond the human family to speak today of the spiritual family.
所以今天我又越过我们人血缘上家庭的范围，而进到属灵的家庭里面。
Every lesson of the spiritual family is related to the human family.
我们在属灵家庭中所学的功课，都适应在我们血缘家庭上。
When I was here last year, I told you that everyone here is a teacher.
在去年我来你们当中的时候告诉你们在我们当中每一个人都是教师。
If someone learns from you, you have been their teacher.
如果别人从你这里学到什么，那你就是那个人的老师。
So we're going to discuss that concept in another way today.
今天我们也同样的又用另外一个方法来讲解这件事情。
Everyone of you here today is a leader.
你们今天在这里每一个人都可以成为领袖。
In biblical terms, that is like being a mother or a father.
而在圣经里，照着圣经来看，那是好像做父亲、做母亲的角色。
And everyone here is a child.
而又在这里，每一个人也都是儿女。
You were born a child, and you have lived as a child.
你生下来是孩子，你长大也是孩子。
In some ways, people tend to think when they reach adulthood.Age 18 or 21, they are no longer a child, but that is not true.
有些人觉得他到18岁、21岁的时候就成年，就不是孩子了，但真实情形不是这样。
In the writing to Timothy, the Apostle Paul told him about his grandmother and his mother.
而当保罗写信给提摩太的时候，提到他的母亲和他的祖母。
They were his human grandparent and parent.
虽然他们是血缘上的母亲和祖母。
But they were first of all his spiritual grandmother and mother.
但他们也是提摩太属灵上的母亲和祖母。
So whatever I say to you today about being a member of this church means the same as a person in your family.
所以今天我跟你讲到，虽然你是这教会中的一员，但同样的事也同样能够应用说在你家中的一员。
So we are going to learn together what is the important way to live as a parent, that is a human parent and a spiritual parent.
所以我们一同来学习怎样来成为一个在血缘上的父母，还有在属灵上做父母。
I speak in many churches.
我到许多的教堂去分享。
And wherever I go, I see many parents in the congregation.
无论到哪一个教堂去，我都看见在聚会中有许多的父母。
They are the spiritual parents of other members of the congregation.
因为他们是那聚会当中其他会众的属灵的父母。
And there is an interesting anomaly in this.
在这里面也有奇妙的一点。
Sometimes,The parents are younger than the children.
就在属灵上，有时候做父母的却那个比做儿女的还年轻。
You might have a young person in their teenage years or in their 20s who can teach older people lessons from God.
好像一个年轻的18岁、20几岁的人，却能够教导年老的关于神的事。
This goes against the human and especially the Chinese way.
所以这对我们血缘上来讲是不一样的，特别在活人当中是很难接受的。
But I would like you to consider the matter with me.
但是我愿意你跟我一同来思想这件事情。
There are some young people in this congregation who are a great example to other members of the congregation.
因为在这个聚会当中有许多的年轻的人，可能他们是有一个好的榜样给其他人。
They are an example of faith.
他们在信心上有榜样。
They are a great example of fellowshipping with others.
或者他们在与人交通上也有好的榜样。
They are a great example of giving to others out of what they have themselves.
或者他们也是一个榜样，向人看见怎么样应该去供给别人。
For example, you see a person, a young person, being an example by the way they give their time and attention to help another person.
就像看见一个年轻人怎样的花他的时间、花他的精力去帮助别人。
I expect that happens every Sunday in this church.
我也知道在每个主日在这里都有这样事情在发生。
You see the love and kindness of a younger person, and you say to yourself, that is good.
当你看见一个年轻人充满着爱心的时候，你说这是 是美好的。
They may show kindness to an elderly person.
他们可能只是对年长的显出他们的爱心。
They may show kindness to a child.
或者对一个小孩子显明他的爱心。
They may show kindness to a visitor.
或者对一个来当中做客的人。
They may show kindness to one another as young people.
或者作为年轻人也彼此的显出彼此对彼此的爱心。
So in biblical teaching, that person is teaching others here.
所以在照着圣经来讲，这样一个人也是在做教导的工作。
I tell the story about my first day as principal of Pacific Hills Christian School.
我曾告诉你，当我第一天成为这个 Pacific Hills 这个学校的校长的时候。
It was the 29th of January 1985.
在1989年。
1985, 1989, 1990, 1991, 1992, 1993, 1994, 1995, 1996, 1997, 1998, 1999, 2000, 2001, 2002, 2003, 2004, 2005, 2006, 2007, 2008, 2009, 2010, 2011, 2012, 2013, 2014, 2015, 2016, 2017, 2018, 2019, 2020, 2021, 2022, 2023, 2024, 2025, 2026, 2027, 2028, 2029, 2030, 2031, 2032, 2033, 2034, 2035, 2036, 2037, 2038, 2039, 2040, 2041, 2042, 2043, 2044, 2045, 2046, 2047, 2048, 2049, 2050, 2051, 2052, 2053, 2054, 2055, 2056, 2057, 2058, 2059, 2060, 2061, 2062, 2063, 2064, 2065, 2066, 2067, 2068, 2069, 2070, 2071, 2072, 2073, 2074, 2075, 2076, 2077, 2078, 2079, 2080, 2081, 2082,
当想要出去的时候，我这个窗门却打不开。
As I was looking, two seven-year-old boys came running over to this boy.
当我还在那里又出来的时候，看见另外有两个七岁的两个孩子跑过去。
They picked him up, brushed him down, put their arms around him, and walked away with him.
他们就把他给扶起来，把他拍干净了泥土，然后跟着他一起走了。
On that occasion, two seven-year-old boys taught the principal a good lesson.
所以在那个时刻，两个七岁的孩子教导了我这个做校长的一个功课。
I knew that it was a good thing to help somebody like that.
我知道帮助一个摔倒的人是对的。
But these seven-year-old boys reinforced that understanding in my mind and my life.
但这两个七岁的孩子，他们借着所做的，更坚定我所相信的。
A few months ago, groups of our students from Pacific Hills went out around the world.
在两个月前，在我们学校的一群的学生到世界不同的地方去。
They went to Central Australia.
他们去到澳洲那个中澳。
They went to South America to the country of Paraguay.
他们去到 Paraguay 这个去南美洲。
They went to Poland.
他们又去
波
兰。
They went to Africa.
他们也去非洲。
They went to India.
又去印度。
And they went to do something.
他们去那里做一件事情。
They went to serve others to show God's grace to them.
他们去那里去侍奉别人，向他们显明神的恩典。
Some of these students were 14, 15, 16, 17 years of age.
这当中去的这些学生有些13岁、14岁、15岁、16岁、17岁。
But they love God.
但他们爱神。
They want to please God.
他们想要讨神的喜悦。
They wanted to use their time to serve others to show God's grace.
他们要用他们的时间去服侍别人，显出神的恩典来。
So what they were really doing was worshiping God through their lives.
所以他们所做的是借着他们的生命在那里敬拜神。
When they returned, we listened to their stories.
而当他们回来的时候，我们也听他们讲的故事。
And we learnt from them.
之后我们从他们的经历上有所学习。
Even teachers who have been in the school for 20 or 30 years learnt from these young people.
在学校做老师二十几年的也能够从学生的身上学到东西。
What happened on these trips?
那么在这样的旅途上发生什么事呢？
In South America, the boys played soccer.
在南美洲那里，这些孩子去跟当地的人踢足球。
They played 16 games.
他们有玩了16场的比赛。
They were tired.
他们非常的累。
And when they were tired, the leaders of the place where they were staying said, "Can you play another game?"
但是在那里带领他们的 啊，那个队长又在他们很累的时候还问他们，你们还能够再比一场赛吗？
These teenage boys were tired.
当这些十几岁的孩子都已经很累了。
But what did they say when they were asked the question?
当他们听到这样的问题的时候，他们是怎样来回答呢？
They said, yes, we will play.
他们说会的，我们会去参加。
At the end of the game, they did what they did after every game. They shared their testimonies with the people there.
因为在每一个比赛结束之后，他们都会把他们自己的见证跟周围的人分享。
And after the 16th game, when they shared their testimonies, 10 boys gave their lives to Christ.
这因为他们完成了这十六个比赛之后，因为在每一场结束有分享他们的见证，结果有十个的孩子都相信耶稣，接受耶稣。
So what were they doing?
那他们在做什么工呢？
They were doing God's will.
他们在那里遵行神的旨意。
They were sharing the truth of God.
他们在那里分享神的真理。
They were sharing the grace of God.
也在分享神的恩典。
So God was honored.
神得荣耀。
The new Christians who believed were blessed.
那新得救的基督徒也蒙神的祝福。
And the students and the adults who went were blessed as well.
而那些去比赛的孩子跟老师，他们也蒙神祝福。
These are just some stories.
这只是其中的一个故事。
But I want to bring it down to your story.
但我要把它变成你们的故事。
We're told in this scripture in Ephesians
在圣经以弗所书告诉我们
that children are to obey their parents
说孩子乃是要孝敬父母听从父母
in the Lord
在主里听从父母
that is the right way
这是理所当然的是对的
churches are like families
教会乃是像家庭
You have leaders.
你在当中有做领袖的。
Those leaders are to be followed.
而那些带领的是有带领人跟随。
When you see your leaders showing that they are doing God's work in God's way,
当你看见这些做带领的乃是在那里侍奉神做神的工作，
it is your responsibility to follow them and obey them.
那你应该听从他们，顺服他们。
Not because they are your human leaders,
不是因为他们在你人中是做领袖的人
but because they are God's chosen people to be in leadership in your church.
那是因为神拣选他们在教会中做带领。
So you in the church are called to obey and follow the example of your leaders.
所以在教会里面，我们被呼召要来跟随我们这些跟随神的领袖。
Churches may have pastors or elders or deacons as their leaders.
在教会当中可能有牧师、有长老、有执事。
But I want to challenge you.
但我也有挑战你。
There may be many leaders in this church who are not pastors, elders or deacons.
因为在教会当中也有可能很多这些能带领的人也不是牧师、长老或者执事。
And so you will learn much from people in this church by following the example of those who are godly.
所以在教会当中你能够学到更多的是跟随那些有侍奉神榜样的。
In my study of Christian education, I have discovered that there are two parts to an education process.
在我在教导这些基督教学校的教育当中，我发现有两件事关于教导的。
One part is instruction and training of others.
一方面是怎样的教导和引导跟那个其他人。
But the other part is more important.
当另外的一方面却更重要。
It is the part of modeling or being an example.
这另一方面就是要怎样的做一个榜样。
We are to be examples by doing what is good.
我们又做出那个行善的榜样来。
And doing what is good is obeying God's word.
我们做行的是对的，乃是遵行神的话。
How important is this example?
所以 做一个有好的榜样是非常的重要。
In Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 1, we read these words.
在以弗所书五章一节又说
Be imitators of God, therefore, as dear children.
所以你们该效法神，好像蒙慈爱的儿女一样。
That is the highest calling that we have.
这是神对我们最高的呼召。
In living out our life, we are to imitate God.
我们要活出我们的生命来效法神。
A few verses earlier in this passage of Ephesians,
而在这以弗所书之前 的几节圣经，
we are taught to be like God in true righteousness and holiness.
我们像神一样的圣洁，一样的公义。
So when you see a godly person in your church,
所以在教会当中，你可以看见一个建成的人，
who is living a godly and holy life,
他们所活出的是一个圣洁敬虔的生命。
You are to follow that example.
你应该跟随这样的榜样。
The Apostle Paul made this clear in 1 Corinthians chapter 11 and verse 1.
因为使徒保罗在哥林多后书十一章一节讲得非常的清楚。
He said this strange statement.
他说了这样奇怪的话。
Follow my example.
你们又效法我。
And then he goes on and says, as I follow the example of Christ.
就如我效法基督。
And I want to challenge you as my brothers and sisters.
你作为我的弟兄姐妹，我也要挑战你。
Look at people who are following the example of Christ and then follow them as well.
你们应该要看见那些在效法基督的人，之后也要效法他们。
The Bible teaches us how we should live.
圣经教导我们该怎样去生活。
And when you see a person showing the Bible way to live, you follow them.
所以你看见一个人是照着圣经里面所教训的在生活，那你知道你应该效法他们。
Those people are your mothers and fathers in the faith.
因为这些人是你属灵上的父亲跟母亲。
Those people are your teachers in the faith.
他们你信心上做你们的教导。
But I want to encourage you to only follow the example of others as they follow the example of Christ.
但我们有强调一点的，你只能效法那个人，如果他是效法基督的。
And you have the great privilege of having the Bible which teaches you how to live.
而我们也有神赐给我们的圣经，教导我们该怎样去生活。
So God teaches us in the Bible how we are to live.
神在圣经中教导我们该怎样的去生活。
And God we call our Father.
而神是我们的天父。
And we have the teaching and the example of Jesus.
我们也有耶稣的教导和耶稣的榜样。
He who is God and became truly human.
他是神却降世为人。
He became Emmanuel, God with us.
他成为以马内利，神与我们同在。
He was the one who is the Word who became human flesh.
他是神的道，并且道却成了肉身。
And he lived for a while amongst us here on earth.
他又在地上活了33年半。
And in him we saw the glory of God.
而在他身上我们看见神的荣耀。
Full of grace and truth.
满有恩典和真理。
So I want to challenge you to use the Bible as your textbook for all of life.
所以我要挑战你怎样的让圣经成为你生活中的蓝图。
The Bible is not the textbook just for Sundays.
圣经不只是在星期天用的课本。
Or for your home group or your personal Bible study.
或者你自己的查经或者家庭的聚会。
The Bible is the truth for you for all of life.
圣经里面的真理是给你生命中的每一天。
So I want to encourage you to be people of the Bible.
所以我也要鼓励你们又成为遵循圣经的人。
In that way you will honor your father and mother.
这样你自然就会听从你的父母。
You will honor people who show the life of Jesus.
你也会听从那些尊敬那些身上有基督榜样的人。
When you do that, you have been given a promise.
当你这样行的时候，你有得到这样的应许。
That it may go well with you.
要使你得福。
And that you may enjoy long life on the earth.
在世长寿。
So that is our responsibility to follow the example of others of the faith.
所以这里我们有一个责任，要来跟随在那些在信心上有榜样的人。
To submit to authority is really important.
我们要学会啊，顺服权柄是非常重要的一个功课。
Because it is only a person who submits to authority who can live by exercising authority.
所以当一个人能够顺服权柄的时候，这样的人身上才会有权柄。
Thank you.
He must be thinking that I am talking too much.
他可能觉得我说太多了，口渴。
Thank you, brother.
谢谢。
Very kind of you. Now,You are to set an example, and therefore you are a parent in spiritual terms. You are to set an example because you are a teacher.
你要立下有一个好的榜样，这样在属灵上你是做父母，你也是属灵上做教师。
But parents are not perfect.
但我们知道，没有一对父母是完全的。
Even grandparents are not perfect.
还有祖父母也不完全。
They may be wonderful people, but they're not perfect.
他们有可能是很好的人，但他们却不完全。
And the Spirit of God understands this because he says in this next verse,
因为神的灵是认识我们，所以接下来又这样说这样的话。
Fathers, and we could say, and mothers, do not exasperate your children.
所以接下来说，你们做父亲的，还有可以说做母亲的，不要惹儿女的气。
And you say to yourself, me, a parent or a grandparent, can I exasperate anybody?
说我作为一个父亲，作为一个祖父母，我会惹孩子的气吗？
And the answer is, yes, yes, yes.
而这答案就是是的，是的，会的，会的。
That's why we have it in the Bible.
这是为什么圣经上会这样的教导。
How do you exasperate somebody who's looking at you as their example?
你又怎么样呢才会惹动这个当把你当成榜样人的怒气呢？
The worst form of exasperation is when you say something and do something else.
所以其中一点很容易惹他们生气的，乃是你说是一回事，做却是另外一回事。
If you say the Bible says you must be kind and gentle to all people, that is true.
你说圣经上说你又对众人有怜悯有慈爱，是对的。
And you might say that in the church or in the home.
你可能是在教堂里面这样讲，或在家里这样讲。
So what does it do in teaching your child or those who look up to you when you do not show kindness and grace to others?
那么当你怎么教导那些把你当成榜样的人，当你没有向人显出慈爱和恩典的时候呢？
My parents says this is how to live, but they don't live that way.
我的父母说我应该这样的去对待别人，但他们却不这样对待我。
And we can say, well, parents are not perfect.
我们也说，因为父母不完全嘛。
But in many settings, especially in the church, we look at such a person and we say, that person is a hypocrite.
但是在教会里看见这样的人，人都会说这是一个假冒伪善的人。
They teach that you must do this, but they don't do it themselves.
他们教导别人该这样去行，但他自己却不去行。
And the Bible teaches us that hypocrites are a great problem in any congregation or any group.
但圣经又教导我们，作为一个假冒为善的人，他都是在任何场合里面都是制造问题的人。
So there must be a very close connection between what you say and what you do.
所以我们所讲的跟我们所行的必须有很紧密的连接。
And we know from the book of James that our tongues are a great problem.
在雅各书又告诉我们，我们这个舌头是一个很大的一个问题。
The tongue is like the rudder of a ship.
说这个我们的舌头就像这个船的舵一样。
It's a small part of our body.
它虽然是身体中最小的一部分。
But it has great power.
但是它却有极大的能力。
It guides the ship, even though it is so small.
就像这船舵一样的，能够在这样的啊来指挥这个船怎样行走。
The tongue can be like a forest fire.
而这个我们的舌头又能够点起一个森林的大火。
It starts with one spark.
只是从一个火星开始。
And then is very destructive wherever it goes.
而之后带来的就是毁灭，无论到哪里。
And that can happen in churches.
而这也会在教会中发生这样的事来。
Last night I took one of our staff to Sydney Airport because he's going to Siberia to prepare for a mission trip.
我昨天晚上送了我一个啊学校的老师去机场，因为他要到西比利亚那里去。
I spent more than an hour with him.
我花了一个多小时的时间跟他在一起。
He's a very mature Christian.
他是一个非常成熟的基督徒。
He has taken more than 25 mission teams out from our school.
他曾经带领学校带领过25次啊，这个到对外的啊，这个啊啊去宣教。
He was telling me about his church.
所以他在那里也告诉我关于他所聚会的地方的教会。
Nine months ago, this church in Sydney, the particular church that he goes to, had 350 members.
说在九个月前，他所去聚会的啊那个地方有300多人。
Somebody said something in a church meeting of a small group.
说但是当中有一个人在这个小团契里面说了一些话。
And somebody passed that news on to others.
而之后其他人就把他们听见了传给别人听。
Now that church has 40 people in it.
说现在九个月之后本来有300多个人的聚会只剩下40几个人。
So there was a lack of good parenting in that church, a lack of good teaching, and a lack of good pastoring.
所以在那个聚会当中缺少了做父母的、做牧师的、做教养的。
That happened because people trusted the words that were said to them instead of going to the Word of God.
因为人都相信别人跟他们讲的话，而不是回去圣经里面读神的话。
That's why we read in the book of Thessalonians, the first letter to the Thessalonians, test all things and hold fast to that which is true.
所以为什么帖撒罗尼迦前书告诉我们，我们凡事都有试验，只捉住那符合真理的。
So when you are being a parent in a family or a grandparent, or when you are being a parent figure in the church, it is so important for you to speak the truth and to live the truth.
所以作为一个在教会当中做父母的或者祖父母的人，当你所说的应该是真理，所行的也应该是真理。
Or you can destroy a lot of people.
不然的话，你会毁灭许多人的信心。
The opposite of destroying people is to build them up.
但毁灭人的信心的相对就是建立人的信心。
Not to build them up in your way of thinking.
不是将他们建立来照着你的教导。
But to build them up in the grace of God by teaching the truth of God.
但是帮他们建立起来是靠着神的恩典将他们在神的真理里面建立起来。
So here we are not to exasperate those who look to us as their leaders, as their mentors.
所以在这里说到我们不应该惹那些看我们作为榜样的人惹他们生气。
We can hurt them by being hypocritical.
我们做事作为一个假冒为善的人，我们就会伤害他们。
We can hurt them by inconsistency and lack of integrity between what we say and what we do.
如果我们所说跟我们所行的啊不能够合致一致的话呢，我们会为他们带来伤害。
We can hurt them by what we say.
我们也会借着我们所说的话伤害他们。
From what we say about them and what we say to them.
无论是我们说关于他们的事，或者是对他们说的事。
Some people say unhelpful things about people to their face.
有些人在跟人面对面的时候会说一个不能够不造就人的话。
And that can lead to a breakdown in relationship.
因为他们所说的这些不造就人的话使到他们的关系就破裂。
But some of us can say wrong things about a person behind their back.
但有时候我们会在别人的背后也说一些对他对别人不好的事。
That does not just hurt that person, but others as well.
这样就不只是伤害那个人，还有伤害周围的人。
So what does it mean to be a parent?
所以作为一个父母到底是什么意思呢？
It means to be a person of faith, of love, of grace, of mercy, and of truth.
那是做一个有爱心、有怜悯、有真理的人。
So I want to give you a...way to be that and to keep being that sort of person.
所以我想跟你们分享怎样的能够成为这样的人，又继续做这样的人。
And this might surprise you, but when you think about it, it is what the Bible says.
你会觉得会很惊讶，但这是却是圣经里面所讲的。
When you are saying something, you must ask yourself one question.
在你说任何事之前，你应该问自己这样一个问题。
When you are acting in front of other people by an example in the church or in the family, you have only to ask yourself one question.
当你在教会当中或者在家庭里面，当你所做的会是一个榜样的话，你应该问自己这样一个问题。
It is always the same question.
而一直都是同样的问题。
Have you worked it out?
你已经想到这个问题是什么吗？
I will tell you in case you are wondering.
如果你不知道的话，我可以告诉你。
When you say something or when you do something, you must ask yourself, is what I am saying or what I am doing bringing glory to God?
你应该常常问你自己，你在你所说的跟你所做的是不是会带给神荣耀，会荣耀神。
Now this church has taught you many great lessons.
这个在这个聚会教会里面教导了你很多的功课。
On this screen we had some songs.
在这个荧幕上我们刚才唱了许多诗歌。
Many of you could read those songs in two languages, but I could only read it in one.
你们当中有些人能够读中文又能够读英文，但我只能读一种语言。
So that is teaching you many things, those songs you sing.
你所唱的这些诗歌都教导了你许多的事情。
They are teaching you about the truth from God's revelation.
他们教导你把从神来的启示教导你们。
They are teaching you about the grace and mercy of God.
教导你关于神的恩典和怜悯。
They are teaching you about the sovereignty of God.
他们也教导我们神的主权。
They are teaching you how to respond to God.
又教导我们该怎样回应神。
They are teaching you to praise God.
我们该怎样来赞美神。
So what does all that mean?
那这一切到底为了什么呢？
They are teaching you to bring glory to God.
他们是在教导你怎样来将荣耀归给神。
So this church, through its singing, is teaching the congregation how to bring glory to God.
所以在这个教会里面借着唱诗歌也在教导这个会众怎样的将荣耀归给神。
However, if the words of the songs were not true from the Bible, they would not be bringing glory to God.
但若是诗歌里面的内容不是从圣经出来的，那么就不会带给荣耀给神。
So if that was allowed in this church, your church would not be teaching you to bring glory to God.
所以如果这样的诗歌也进到教会里，那么这些诗歌就不是教导你怎样去荣耀神。
So you can be very thankful for your church leadership that is very careful with what you sing and what you speak about here.
所以你应该会很感谢在教会里面带领的，他做带领的用使用这些诗歌乃是能够造就你，教导你怎样的来荣耀神。
And another lesson that you learn is when you have the words in Chinese and in English, it is teaching you of the fellowship of different people of different languages.
所以当你看诗歌里面有中文跟有英文，你立刻就想到他在教导你们人不同语言当中怎样的这样的怎样的浮动。
One of my special friends in Hong Kong is Pang Ho Lim.
我在香港有一个朋友，他叫 Peng Ho Ling。
And 30 years ago, he told me, God loves the Chinese people the most in all the world.
好几年前，他告诉我说，神在世界上是最爱中国人，超过其他人。
And I said, how do you know that?
我就问他说，那你怎么知道这件事的？
And he gave me what he thought was an accountancy answer.
他就给我一个是像做会计所给的答案。
He said he created so many of us.
Because, 因为他创造了这么多的华人。
But Dr. Peng has learned lessons since then.
当那个姓彭的弟兄又过了之后又学了其他的功课。
Because now he spends many weeks a year in Los Angeles with the pastoring of a black church, a church of black members.
但是他现在每年都花一段时间在洛杉矶在那里牧养一个是黑人的教会。
And he went further than that. He's been to Australia several times to teach here.
而也好几次来到澳洲这里来教导这里。
So he's passed his view that God only especially chooses the Chinese.
所以他终于解决自己曾经所说的说神只爱中国人。
So the inclusiveness of using both languages is important.
所以我们看见使用两种的语言是非常重要的。
Because it shows a love for the Chinese speaking people and a love for the English speaking people.
因为借着字显出对讲英文的爱和讲华语的爱。
That is showing love for different people.
因为这是向不同的人显明神的爱。
And Jesus said, as recorded in John 13:35, By this shall all people know that you're my disciples, because you love one another.
像耶稣在约翰福音十三章讲的时候，你们若彼此相爱，世人就知道你是我的门徒。
So something you take for granted that you have both languages on the screen.
所以你们可能常常看见诗歌上面有中文有英文，把它当成平常。
Is actually a practice that brings glory to God.
当然这样的做法其实乃是将荣耀归给神。
Because it shows a love for people of different language understandings.
因为它显明你们对不同语言人显明神的爱。
And it brings you together.
而且又将你们聚在一起。
And we thank the church leaders for that.
And 我也因这样的事感谢教会中带领的弟兄。
You take it for granted we have the two languages, but I'm asking you to think about what that means.
你常常看见有两种的语言，你把它当成平常的。但是我又问你，当你看见这样的事，背后是什么意义呢？
So we must show the truth of God in action.
我们要把神的真理用行动表明出来。
We must show the grace of God in action.
也要将神的恩典借着行动表明出来。
When we do these things, we bring glory to God.
而当我们这样行的时候，我们将荣耀归给神。
When we do these things, we are honoring our fathers and mothers in the faith.
我们这样行，我们是在主里听从我们的父母，孝敬他们。
In doing these things, we are not exasperating the children, those who are looking up to us.
当我们行这些事的时候，我们也不是在惹儿女的气。
To whom am I speaking today?
今天我是在对谁说话呢？
I'm speaking to everyone.
那是对这里的每一个人说话。
I'm speaking to everyone because everybody has a responsibility in the house of God.
我对每一个人说话，说这些话，因为每一个人在神的家中都有他的责任。
You are mothers and fathers of the faith.
你是在信心中做父母的。
You are children of the faith.
你也是信心中做儿女的。
And sometimes you are both mother and father and child at the same time.
有些时候你同时又是父母又是儿女。
So the Bible has got something to say to everyone here today.
所以在圣经里面都能够对我们这里每一个人说话。
And so I want to encourage you and challenge you.
所以我又鼓励你，也挑战你。
You are not perfect.
你是不完全的。
But we have the perfect one to follow.
但是我们却有完全的那一位来跟从。
When Jesus was here, he pleased his Father in every way.
当耶稣还在世上的时候，他在我所说所行一切的事上都讨父的喜悦。
When Jesus was being baptized, he honored his father.
当耶稣受尽的时候，他是在那孝敬他的天父。
When Jesus was on the cross, he honored his father.
当耶稣在十字架上的时候，他也在那里荣耀他的天父。
How did he do that?
他是怎么行出来的呢？
He did it by submitting to his father's will.
他能行出来，因为他选择顺从天父的旨意。
And you are required to submit to your heavenly father's will.
所以你也需要顺服你天父的旨意。
You have many fathers and mothers in this church.
在教会里面，或者有许多属灵的父母。
But they're not perfect mothers or fathers.
但这些父母都不完全。
So you follow their example only as they follow the example of Christ and the teaching of the Bible.
所以当他们跟随耶稣的榜样和圣经的教导的时候，你才可以跟随他们。
And those of you who are mothers and fathers in the church, because of the example you set,
那些在教会中做父母的，就是因着你做的榜样和说的话。
And the experiences of your lives,
而且你人生中的经历。
Don't exasperate, don't hurt the children in the church.
不要惹教会中众儿女的气。
Because you will be accountable.For the influence that you've had on the lives of others in this church.
因为你又对你向别人所有的影响负责的。
You may not have to answer to the church leaders for this, but you have to answer to God.
你可能不需要回答教会中做带领的，但是你却又向神回答。
What are we to do in the church?
那我们在教会中该怎样行呢？
We are to bring up the children in the training and instruction of the Lord.
那是要照着主的教训和警戒养育他们。
How can we do that?
我们该怎样去做呢？
We can do that by our adherence to the Word of God.
我们能够因着我们遵守圣经的教训。
We can do that by growing in the grace and knowledge of Christ.
而又在基督的恩典和真理上长进。
You in your responsibility and everybody else in theirs.
你有你的责任，别人有别人的责任。
Some of you have more influence over others than other people here.
因为有些人，你可能比对别人有更大的影响。
And you might think that is the elders or the deacons of the church.
你或者觉得应该是教会里面的长老和执事有更大的影响。
But I can say this to you from my life experience.
当然从我自己的经历上我却能够告诉你
It may well be that the persons of greatest influence in this church are people who never take part publicly in this church service.
或者对你有最大影响的人可能是那些没有这样公开服事的人
But when you look at the people in the church your mind is drawn in admiration and respect of people who are following Christ.
而在教会当中那些在跟随基督的有榜样的人是你们应该尊重的。
In my experience, many of those people are older people.
在我自己经历当中很多这样的人都是年长的。
Both men and women.
男人女人。
But some of them are younger people.
但也有一些是年轻的。
I have a high regard for the youth of today.
今天对年轻人我有一个很好的这个估价。
They are learning in churches like this, like the young people here.
就像在这里当中的年轻人一样，在当中学习。
I look at their lives and realize they are being trained in the truth of God's word.
我看见他们的生命是在神真理上蒙教导。
They are following the example of those who are following the example of Christ.
他们也跟随那些跟随基督的人。
And they have become already, even if they're in their late teens or early twenties, they've become strong in their Christian walk.
当他们才十几岁的时候，因着有这些的教导和榜样，他们已经在跟随耶稣上得坚固。
They will continue to grow as they mature in their faith.
当他们随着他们信心的成熟，他们继续的成长。
But even now, from my estimation, they are much stronger at this stage of their lives than I was at that age.
但照着我自己的估价，在你们当中的年轻人，他们的信心比我那个时候的信心已经更好，更大。
So I can learn from the young people of today.
所以我也能够从今天的年轻人身上有所学习。
And so I say to you, as my brothers and sisters, We thank God for everybody in the church.
所以我的弟兄姐妹，我们应该感因着在教会当中的每一个弟兄姐妹感谢神。
Don't look down on anybody.
不要把别人看小了。
Don't put anybody on a pedestal.
也不要把别人看高了。
But when you see somebody who is living the Christ life, you are thankful.
当你看见有人在那里活出基督的榜样，你应该感谢神。
And that is the person that you will want to follow.
那一个人也是你愿意跟随的人。
And therefore, those people are your mothers and fathers in the Lord.
这样，那些人就是你在主里做父母的。
And as a child, you will grow to become like them by following their example.
作为一个儿女，你也有学着他们的榜样长大，像他们。
So today you've heard about godly parenting.
所以今天你听见了怎样按着神的旨意来做父母。
And the responsibility to follow of those who are learning from those who are parents.
而我们都有一个责任来跟随那些跟随主的人。
I would like to say a prayer.
在结束的时候，我愿意做一个祷告。
If you would like a copy of the creed that we read to you,
你如果刚才想要有一份啊，刚才所读的那一个宣言
，I'm happy to send a copy to your leaders to share with you.
我会把它给打一份送给这做代理的，他们会印出来给你们。
If you want a copy of one of those magazines, you could come and collect one. I'll be on the front seat.
我会在前面，如果你想要领一份那些周刊的话，你可以到前面跟书的话，可以到前面来。
And I shall look forward to another visit to you to share the truth of God's word.
我也愿意能够在下一次有机会，也能够回来再跟你们分享。
Because I appreciate greatly the fellowship of you as my brothers and sisters.
因为很感激在这里跟弟兄姐妹的交通。
So let me pray with you now.
让我们现在祷告。
Our Father God, we are so thankful for the truth of your word.
哦，神，我们的天父，我们也感谢你赐给我们你的话语。
We are so thankful for the grace that Jesus taught us how to live.
我们感谢你。你的恩典，因为基督教导我们该怎样去生活。
Father, we thank you for this church community.
主，因着在这里的聚会，我们感谢你。
Those who are fathers and mothers, and those who are children in the church.
在教会当中做父母和做儿女的人。
And we pray that together they would bring glory and honor to you.
我们要向你祷告，愿他们在一起都能够将荣耀归给你。
By their faith.
靠着他们的信心
and by their lives of service to others.
靠着他们对在生命中对别人的服事
and we say this in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
And I'd like to say a special thank you to this young man. He did a really good job.
感谢，谢谢。
谢谢。